Good morning. 7:31 a.m. on the hell is it? It's Thursday, July the 1st, 2021. Yeah, 7:31. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking back. I'm looking up, because this. There's some nasty looking clouds up there, like almost right over my head. On the one hand, I will have shelter from the broiler. On the other hand, I may get a little bit of a little bit of mop on me here before I get back. So, yeah, a couple days ago, the Dark Knight Station dropped on Audible. June was a... look forward, don't look back. June was a mess. But it's July 1st. It's a new month. It's a new quarter. Counting down to the end of the year, and I need to get some books published, which means I need to stop screwing around quite so much. The Daily Stoic, I keep taking a certain amount of, I don't know what's the word, a certain amount of motivation from, at least in my mind. I'm not the problem is that my mind and my actions aren't necessarily very well synced up, very well synced up, whatever. On the plus side, if you can call it a plus side, I finally caught up with the end of Jerry Boyd's Bob and Nikki. So until a new one comes out and it shows up in my feed somewhere, I'm good. I'm reading Mackie Chandler's Little Fleet. I've got a couple of books ahead of me in that. And I'm also starting a reading challenge with the Royal Manticoran Navy. Royal Manticoran Merchant Marine, actually. Since I am, in fact, a member of RMMM. Sounds like a Lady Gaga lyric. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So the goal this month is the same as the goal was last month, and we'll see if I'm able to do it better. I won't say I could do worse, because I've proven to myself time and time again that I could do, in fact, worse, but I'm restarting the alarm. Not this morning. Actually, I have to restart it I have to set it for some earlier hour than 8, because 8 is too late. We've had several days of really pleasant weather. Highs in the high 70s, lower 80s. And it's been glorious. And I'm kicking myself because I didn't get out in it. So today is Thursday also, so Sifwa Day. This is my third Sifwa Day this week. Any day where I have to have a meeting relating to Sifwa is a Sifwa Day. And this is the third one this week. I find them quite stressful. It's clouding over good big time here. I had a couple of drops of rain hit me earlier, but there's nothing showing up on the sidewalk. It's pretty quiet. I don't even hear any birds this morning. You know, other than that guy running whatever it is back there, router or leaf blower or something. I haven't seen any of the normal NPCs today, at least not yet. I suspect I'm just late enough that I've missed most of them. Anyway. I'm still not used to this phone. I'm not exactly sure what it is about it, but it doesn't, well, no, actually I do know. I say I don't know what it is about it, but I do know. It's different. The interface is different. The layout is different. As far as I could tell, the only way to close an application is to close all the applications. There's probably a way to close an individual, but I haven't figured out what it is yet. On balance, it's not a bad idea because it keeps the number of active applications down, which saves on battery, which is good. I don't think I've had the battery down below 75%. I charge it overnight on the hit on the bedstand. And that's good. Sleep has been a struggle. Thinking about the charging it overnight. It's like sleep has been a struggle. I was up this morning at 5. I was up yesterday at 4. morning. I'm beginning to see little drops of rain on the sidewalk. I may get wet before I get back. I'm so sweet, I'm gonna melt. I really am. They'll find me. Just a puddle of sugar-soaked cloth. As if. Yeah, right. All right, I'm coming up on it. You're ready. Say it with me. Mark Post. Good solid slap this morning. So, yeah, what am I reading? Mike Chandler, Little Fleet. It has a lot in common with Bob and Nikki. And it was another one that a reader recommended to me. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I've got like 9 or 10 books lined up behind it. A lot of my... When I got done with Bob and Nikki, I went through my TBR pile. I went to the oldest sample I had and started sorting through them to see if I could find the next read, something suitable. And there were a couple that looked really good, but they were present tense. And while I recognize that present tense is a valid, third-person present tense. First-person, present tense. I have such a hard time reading present tense. It's nails on the chalkboard for me. And I realize that a lot of people really like it. I'm not one of those people. And that's okay, because there's lots of room for different kinds of books. And yes, it's going to rain on me. I'm going to take my phone and tuck it in my pocket and hope that I don't disturb anything. So, Mass Effect. I finished Mass Effect 2 again. And I'm not happy. It felt like I sort of rushed through it, and there's a lot of the area that I haven't even visited, let alone checked in on or sampled or collected. But worse than that, I missed one of the weapons upgrades that I really wanted to have. I missed it somewhere. And I don't know if I can get back far enough to figure out where I missed it. without going back and starting again. I have to say, Mass Effect 2 was a lot of fun. Mass Effect 1 was a lot of fun. Mass Effect 2 took me a long time. I got through the first time and sort of scoped out the territory. I think that hurt me a little bit. Because I knew what was supposed to happen next, so I went and did that. So, and I had just enough materials to get what I needed to upgrade the ship and to upgrade all the equipment and stuff. And knocked them down. I got out at level 30, which is the max level. I earned a lot of XP after level 30. I didn't count. None of it counted. The allocation of points is always a challenge because I don't know what's good. Looking at some of the how to play walkthrough stuff. I still don't know what's good. So apparently I have 51 points to spread around. So that, and the mechanic is not, it's not intuitively obvious to the casual observer. I'm gonna get wet. It's okay, it's not raining heavy yet. I got another 2 or 3 minutes and I'll be in the garage anyway, probably. That's what the heavy machinery is. Well, I've just been complaining about heavy machinery early in the morning. And particularly when there's not a lot of wind, sound carries. And they're doing some sort of heavy construction over at the high school, which is just on the other end of the park, so there's very little between us and them. So cranes and cement trucks and dump trucks and all the rest of that, all that noise comes right straight up and into the window. It's funny, some of this concrete has little rain spots on it, and other pieces of it don't have any. I wonder if it's just warm enough that they evaporate faster. Still recording. Let me pull the phone out. I am. Okay, good. So, happy July. Hope July is better than June. Who is throwing litter in my yard? Epoch Times keeps sending me copies. I always, you know, it's like I'm grateful because I always need something to start the fire with when I grill. I think today's going to be a grill day. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.